It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope on a Friday morning. We've got Mitch Vail with us. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
You look like you're wearing warm boots.
I have my ice fishing boots on today.
You are ready.
I'm ready.
Yes. We're going to talk ice fishing today, so we couldn't have picked a better morning for you to come in. It's getting people in the mood.
We are making ice. For our tournament a week from Sunday here on Cottonwood Lake, it'll be great. There's already pickups and big fish houses on Cottonwood Lake as we speak.
And this weather really just helps get you ready to go.
You know, we've done this four times, but we missed 1 year because of being warm and poor ice conditions. So even though we had weather with temperatures above 40 degrees for a while, the basis of the ice is good. So now, as cold as it is, it's making great ice. It's going to be chilly next week, so we'll have good ice for our tournament.
And the weather's supposed to be good on the day of the tournament.
Yeah, looking ahead, it looks like mid-20s, partly cloudy, little breeze from the south. Could be a beautiful day.
Now, Prudence Lodge 97 here in Windham puts this on every year, and it's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. So we have great sponsors and donors. Currently, the list is at 55. And they help us with food or cash donations or door prizes. And after all expenses are met, there's a little bit of that to each event. We donate all the money that's left to the Sharing Center in Windham. A big part of this is the Minnesota Masonic Charities has a matching fund. And so we apply to that every year, which helps double the money that we can earn.
And that's substantial, and the Sharing Center always needs help.
The Sharing Center is privately funded, and in 2025, they serviced 7,249 people and gave away 115,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
We gave them a check for $10,000 in March last year, which helps with about a quarter of the year as far as them buying food. Currently, it costs them about $3,600 a month to buy food for the people that come in that need some help.
Well, those numbers are huge. You know, for a town our size to be over 7,000, that's a lot of people that need help.
It's a lot of people, and it'll fluctuate, as I was told, but at the end of the day, that's a growing number. As things have changed a little bit, that is a growing number.
All right. So it's for a very worthy cause, but it's a really fun day.
It is a lot of fun. So last year we've grown, and so last year we were up to 145 participants. We had 35 fish registered into the tournament, and there's a lot of area tournaments where they're lucky if they get a half dozen fish. And we had 35 of six or seven species, so that was kind of cool. We've made a little shift in how we're going to have our payback this year, and I think it's really fun. So we're still going to pay $100 to the biggest fish in five categories. But then after that, we've added a $50 payback level, and we also have a $20 level. We're going to draw for those categories. So you might have the smallest perch that's registered, but you have a chance to be in the money. And that's new this year.
Hey, that's really a neat idea. Now, you still got to have a fish. You're not going to win prize money if you don't have a fish.
Well, yes and no. So that helps, but if we don't fill those three categories, like northern pike, for instance, if there was only one northern pike caught, we'll draw for the other two places from the crowd.
Okay.
So we're going to give away all that designated prize money.
So, no, even if you don't catch a fish, you still have a chance to win some money then, too.
And we do all that at in Teagles Park. We do that at 2 o'clock next Sunday. Do the drawings, disperse the door prizes. We're going to cook food. We have brats and pork loin that we'll have ready for the course of the day with a suggested donation for that. We do have a couple day of raffles that we got a couple nice prizes, plus a 50-50 raffle. There again, all this money helps generate towards the Minnesota Masonic Charities Matching Fund, and the end result is writing a nice check to the Sharing Center.
Right, and in the end, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. That is our goal with this event, is to support the local food shelf.
Do you, in the past, have you typically filled the categories?
There are some that you're a little short.
I'm sure it varies year to year which ones are open.
It does. It's shocking because we had a lot of catfish registered last year.
Okay.
And a huge amount of perch and a lot of bass, but you might only see one or two northerns and one or two walleyes. They're a little more elusive in a tournament, especially when you got a lot of people
horsing around
on the ice and drilling holes and driving. You know, they don't like that. Those fish don't like the vibration normally, and they only normally bite certain times of the day when they're feeding.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So let's talk about the day itself then. It's a week from Sunday.
Week from Sunday, February 1st. We will set up our station in the park, in that shelter area, Teagles Park. The tournament runs from 10 until 2. We'll be there about 8 o'clock to start registration. We do have a list of rules. You're not supposed to pre-fish for the tournament, meaning we don't want you to have a fish caught at 8 o'clock that morning and then turn it in at 10:05. You know, we need you to respect these rules. It's just a fundraiser for the food shelf, so we ask that people respect that.
And then you start fishing at 10.
Yep.
Solid through till 2. You can take a break and come get something to eat.
Yep.
And then the awards at 2 o'clock?
Awards at 2 o'clock. Christine from the Sharing Center will be there to give out prizes and announce that. You can, as long as you're in line by 2 o'clock to register a fish, you're good. We just want to make sure you're up there because we won't take any weigh-ins after 2 o'clock.
And that makes sense. There's a point where you can't be catching fish at 3 o'clock.
It's got to be fair. Yep.
Very good. So what else do we need to tell people about this?
You know, you can just come and check us out. If you don't fish like Steve doesn't, you're welcome.
I don't like sitting on the ice.
You are welcome to just come and check us out. You can have a bite to eat. You can see what we're all about. If you come about 2 o'clock, you can see all the ice fishing participants. They're up there to see what they won and check us out. And probably the biggest thing is we greatly appreciate our sponsors and donors because every little bit helps. Whether it's a door prize or cash or sponsoring the paybacks, every little bit helps. And then we get to double that money, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the key, that it just hit multiplies quick.
Right.
So you can come out, you can support it. You don't have to fish. Just come out and have some lunch.
Check us out, see how we're doing. Buy a raffle ticket. You know, whatever your thing is.
So if people have questions, because now you don't pre-register for this.
No.
You just come out that morning.
You come out that morning, no pre-sale of raffle tickets, no pre-registration. And I am the contact because I always get a few questions, and that's great. And you can find me at 507-822-1784.
Very good. Mitch, thank you for coming in. Anything else we need to mention?
We're just looking for a good day, looking for a lot of participants, and it'll be a very nice event.
Is there a limit to how many fishermen you can take?
As many as show up.
So you'll make room for them wherever they
are. There's plenty of space on the lake.
Very good. All right, the ice fishing contest. It is Sunday, February 1st, down at Teagles Park on Cottonwood Lake.
Absolutely.
Mitch, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. We will take a break. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.